On the line, we have Alex Doty with the Ottawa County Road Commission. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I don't even know where to start. How many plow trucks and crews do you got out there right now?
Oh, gosh. We're all hands on deck, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, we got everybody out and about working hard since early this morning to kind of clean up after last night and the last couple days. It's been super busy for everybody.
Now, I know you do the highways first, main roads, secondary streets. Is that how it works?
Yep. Yeah, so, you know, when we're dealing with, you know, continuous snowfall, it's going to be, you know, primarily focused on the highways and the, you know, the primary, you know, main roads first. And then as we're able to work our way through and get things cleared up and make a dent in things, our crews are able to traverse their way into the road network and kind of clear things out. It just depends on what the weather's doing and how things are responding and how the cleanup efforts go.
Yeah, how many hours have they been working? I mean, I know you don't work them too hard. You've got a big crew.
No,
I know that.
You know, it's been, you know, they've been in early, I think, yeah, about 4 or 5 o'clock, and mm-hmm, even, you know, a little bit later in the afternoon, around 4 or 5 o'clock. So it's long days, and then we also have a second and third shift that come in, you know, later in the afternoon and then in or into the overnight hours that help keep on track of things as well. So it's a kind of a 24-hour, you know, response from us.
It sure is. And I know it's going to take a while to get to the neighborhoods. That's just the way it is on a day like today, you know?
Yeah. You know, when you're dealing with, you know, snow that's coming down and, you know, you have heavy snowfall, it just takes some time for us to get through everything. And so we just ask for folks, you know, if they haven't been plowed out, just to be patient. I know we're working to get through those, and we're getting into them today. And so, you know, if we haven't been there yet, we're probably on our way.
Yeah, and please don't crowd the plow. And it, what is it, 2 football fields, actually. You're supposed to give enough room for a plow. 2 football fields is what I read. Do you expect all the roads to be, you know, cleared by the end of today, you think?
You know, we're hoping to get a pass through everything. It just, like I say, it all depends on what the weather does.
Mm-hmm.
If we get some more snow later in the day, or, you know, conditions, you know, head south like they did yesterday, it just hampers our efforts and, you know, kind of puts us back at square one.
So I know.
If you have a nice day and a good day, then, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, put a dent in everything.
That would be great. I would imagine that they talk to each other when they're out there with the little radio and whatnot, and you're able to communicate with them. Are there any, like, trouble spots right now that you're aware of?
You know, not that I, you know, I'm aware of. It's still early.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, like last night the highway was, you know, a you know, constant battle just because you have the constant snowfall and you have the rush hour commute and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you have situations like that, it's always a hard thing. But, you know, right now I think we're kind of getting a handle on things and getting a grasp on things.
Well, good job, I have to say. I did not run into any issues until I was on M-104, and that's when the snow started falling, and it just did not stop. I mean, you know, and I'm seeing crews out there starting to clean the parking lots, and I just think it's, you know, people should just go on social media, or if they have an appointment, call, see if they're open. It's that simple. Schools are closed, so there'll be less people on the roads, which is always a good thing. Is the salt working on a day like today? It's like 26 out there right now.
Yeah, it'll work. It's
okay.
Effective. You know, especially, you know, once the you know, if the day lightens up and the sun comes out, that'll even work even better. So hopefully we get some clearing and some of that sun will be able to work in and warm things up even better.
Oh, that would be so nice to see the sun, wouldn't it? I'll tell you. When I was driving in, Alex, from Grand Rapids, you could the skies were clear and you could see the moon. And then as I got closer to Coopersville and Spring Lake, more clouds, and then all that snow. Well, best to you and your crew and... yeah, just be safe out there, and we appreciate you checking in. I know it's a really busy day for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay safe out there, everybody.
All right, you too. Have a good one. Thank you so much. That is Communications Alex Doty from the Ottawa County Road Commission. All right. Be safe out there, and do not crowd the plows. I had somebody behind me the other day, and I left, like, a huge space for the plow, and somebody behind me was, like, blaring their horn. Beep, beep. Like, you don't crowd the plow. It's that simple.